morning, Arizona homeowners. Don't say I understand Winslow had quite the traffic jam this past week or two. The man that wrote the song passed away. And apparently there's a statue up there of folks standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona, that you can go get your take your picture standing with them. Apparently that was quite the stop.
Did you say apparently?
66.
Apparently we've been there. We have a picture there.
Yes, we have done that ourselves. We really have. Folks, listen, this is the 9 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House. It's hour 3 for us, and we've had a lot of fun this morning, but this is the hour where we carve out your opportunity to call in and touch us with your question. Ask us anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin that has to do with anything about owning it, repairing it, maintaining it, planning a remodel for it. Our number's toll-free, 1-888-767-4348. One more time, 1-888-767-4348. You can remember that. It goes 1-888-ROSIE, number 4-U. Rosie, for you. And that's what we are. We are here for you. We're here broadcasting on 6 different stations across the great state of Arizona. Our flagship station we've been on now for 28 years, of course, is KTAR. Down in Tucson, we broadcast on KNST AM 790. In Sedona, it's 780 CHASM. Prescott, it's KQNA 1130. And in Flagstaff, it's 93.5 CAF. Radio.
And you're reading the back of your business card, which I could tell is probably a dated one because you're missing 100.7 in Green Valley.
Yep.
KGVY.
KGVY. The Walkers. Good folks down there. So we're covering the state with our airwaves where you can call us. Where no matter what station you're listening to us on across the state, it's just one toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Or you can text us from wherever you are, 411-923. Give us your text, 120 characters or less, and we'll get to them and answer them in 7 characters or less. I'm teasing. If you have a question for us, we'll get them answered for you. Another way that we try and reach out and touch Arizona homeowners with all of the right information concerning their house, home, castle, or cabin, is through newspaper articles. Every Saturday in the Arizona Republic, in the home section, we publish an article. This day, the article is about decluttering your house. And we'll be covering that topic specifically in our 10 o'clock hour. In the Casa Grande Dispatch, we're also this weekend talking about decluttering and organizing. The Green Valley News will be talking about decluttering coming up next week. And Arizona Daily Star, you folks down in Pima County, write us questions and we answer whatever questions you Pima County homeowners are asking. In particular, tomorrow's edition of Arizona Daily Star will include questions about mini split air conditioners. What can I expect for performance level wise, installation price, and whatnot. And then, of course, we've got KTAR.com where we post our informational blogs every Friday.
And RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And then there's the website. And what kind of visitation are we up to on that?
You would have to ask. I don't have those numbers memorized. It's 40,000.
40,000 unique visitors, 90,000 page views. We're up at over 1 million a year. So we're doing what we can to try and answer your questions. And sometimes we try and act preemptively, try and anticipate what your questions might be and post the answers out there on the front end of the deal. We are being flooded right now with questions over what is this insurance program the utility company wants me to take out for $6 a month? What is it mean? Why is the utility company sending this to me? I've been a customer of theirs for 50 years. They've never asked me to do this. Well, you're going to have to stay tuned next week because we've dug deep on this topic. It's actually what our article is about in the Arizona Republic next Saturday. So we went digging deep to try and find y'all some answers. Stay tuned. because we'll be covering it. In the meantime, I had an interesting encounter. Oh, I want to talk about this Superior Home. Yep. What do you got?
In the meantime, have you signed up for the plan?
No.
Okay. Just curious.
Okay, no.
I have not got a letter about it.
Okay.
But I've got a pedestal. It's not mounted to the house. So I don't know if that's...
I don't know.
Anyway.
Hey, if you're looking for something to do while you're listening to Roseanne House, jump in a car and run up to the town of Superior. It's the 8th annual home tour. And today, they are also at 11 o'clock going to have a hike up to the Queen Creek Tunnel, escorted by the trail steward, Mr. Bill Vogler. That's worth driving up there just for that. It's a 4-mile round trip, and it is medium difficulty, so you need to be in a little bit of shape, but it's a great little hike. And they're going to have Sam Lowe, the author and historian, who'll be speaking at the actual Superior Chamber of Commerce building. That's at 11:30 as well. They've got the home tour going on all afternoon, and then they're also going to have some home tours through town tomorrow, Sunday, 10 to 4. So get up there and go see the pretty town of Superior. There is a cost for it. It's $10. It's $12, $10 if you had prepaid. And with those tickets, you also will get 2-for-1 passes to attend the Renaissance Festival and the Boyce Thompson Arboretum. Superior Home Tour. A lot of you drive through Superior on your way to Globe, Miami, or up through the Salt River Canyon to go get up to Sholo. Take this weekend and just stop in Superior. You'll be pleasantly surprised. Lots of history right there packed in that little bitty town.
We had the opportunity to participate and the perfect game day snack deviled egg contest. Hickman Family Farms, one of the largest egg providers in the entire country, located right here in Arizona, rounded up 10 local chefs from various restaurants, from food blogs, independent people, and they all had to make their special deviled egg recipe. They brought all 10 to us to taste. I don't know the list of judges, but there was a number of judges, and we were asked to do it. I'm not sure if that 10 eggs was a lot to eat.
Next time I want 4 days to eat those eggs. Yeah. We did it in 2. That was a little much, a little rich.
And that was, it was 12 hours apart. We ate half the night before and the next half the night. So it wasn't even a full day apart, but that, I think I got my egg quota for the year.
Yeah, we drove up the the fat content for sure.
I could eat a bucket of deviled eggs every day. I had no problem with it.
But you can go to Rosie on the House Facebook page, and we've actually shared the winner along with the details of the contest. So if you are a deviled egg fan, that their winner.
I agreed with the winner.
I did too. That's who I voted as the best.
It was Super Farm Super Truck. Have y'all ever heard of them before?
No, I'm a fan of food trucks, but I haven't heard of that one.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what they all put on there, but they included some bratwurst and 3 other ingredients. I have no idea what. Do y'all have a clue?
I think the bratwurst was actually Bootleggers, wasn't it?
I'm looking at the picture.
Yeah. And then they had some with bacon, and then they had one that took the hard-boiled yolk, rolled it in bread, fried it, put it back in the egg, and then topped it with a creamed deviled egg for me. That was all good.
Well, there's also a creativity element.
But we're also here to talk about home improvement.
Yes, true.
The number is 1-888-767-4348. But that was fun. It's always fun to be asked to be involved in some kind of community engagement like that. Hickman's Farm, champion. Perfect. What is it? The perfect tailgate snack? Deviled eggs.
Perfect game day snack.
Game day snacks. Okay. Well, congratulations to the winner.
One of the chefs was a local food blogger, Joni Simon. We're actually going to have on and do a little food segment coming up.
February 13th, I think, day before Valentine's. She'll give us some good ideas for things to cook up for our families for Valentine's. I'm a fan. She's got a lot of good ideas.
That'll be in our 7 o'clock hour. If that's not currently an hour that's broadcasted in your market, you can call your local radio affiliate or stream from 929ktar.com.
Robert called from Tucson and wanted to know, in a situation where he's got 3-tab shingles, should he coat the shingles with anything to extend the life of the roof? And boy, I'll tell you, there's one thing about Tucson and Pima County in general is Tucson loves their roof coatings, and it is more popular down in Tucson than any other place I've ever been. There are paint-on, spray-on, roll-on coatings that you can apply over the top of your shingles and or your flat roof to extend the life of it. And I would tell Robert, I would like to know more about the age of your roof. If you've got a brand new three-tab shingle roof, I wouldn't put anything over the top of those three-tab shingles. There's a good chance if you do, you could be voiding the manufacturer's warranty. And a three-tab shingle warranty can either be 10, 20, 30, or 35 years or more. So let's not do anything that jeopardizes our manufacturer's warranty. If we've got an aged roof that may be missing a tab or two, maybe some wind damage, maybe some ultraviolet damage where the sun has baked through the granulars on the three-tab shingle, and you're beginning to see the little fiberglass strands sticking up the roof, that maybe in that situation we might want to blow off the roof real well, sweep it real good, get all the loose granules off as best you can. And then there are coatings, elastomeric coatings and reflective coatings that you could apply to the top of that that would, in fact, extend the life of your roof prior to having to replace the three-tab shingles. You can get in touch with any one of the Rosie Certified Roofers down in Pima County, Lyons Roofing. You could also call Ryan at West Coast Roofing. They do a lot of the coatings themselves. And talk to them. You might want to send me a picture of your roof and let me see what condition it's in, and then we'd know better. But again, let's not coat anything that's still under the manufacturer's warranty. All right? When we get back, it'll be your calls at 1-888-767-4348. We've cleared the lines. We have an open line for you. If you'd like to ask a question, now's your chance to jump on board by phone, 1-888-767-4348, or text 411-923. We'll be answering your questions when we get back.